speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, welcome to the last days of Christmas. Just in case you weren't aware, it's still Christmas. With the Feast of Epiphany happening tomorrow, wise men and magi in nativity scenes reach their destination, and we can start thinking about taking down our Christmas decorations and moving into the year 2020. Since Christmas Day itself, a lot has been happening in our state and nation. For many, the lead up to Christmas was a time of danger and threat from fire, and that has only spread over the last 12 days. The dry weather and drought that was already affecting the livelihood of farmers and rural communities has led to catastrophic conditions for the fires that threaten the safety of thousands of people and have already led to the loss of life. I don't know about you, but I found it a little awkward and uncomfortable to be in a season of celebration when so many people are in danger. And even here in the city, we could smell and see the smoke, and it wasn't from fireworks. I think it's a testament to how these fires have had an impact on the whole community that at the funeral I took here on Friday morning, the family, who were still in deep mourning for the loss of their father and their partner, they asked that before we started the service, I make a public comment that they were thinking of those who were affected by the fires. Even in the midst of their own despair and sudden loss, they were still thinking of the plight of others. I find that a great example of the human capacity for compassion. Bushfires are a part of the Australian landscape, but the scale of what is currently happening is so much bigger than previously known or experienced. And I think much of the anxiety that people are feeling is in part a concern that this might be a sign of the new normal, and that we will have to be ready to go through something like this again in the not too distant future. So in the midst of all of this, how do we show Christian hope into the world? How on earth can the message of today's gospel provide any solace or meaning? John's gospel doesn't have a birth narrative for Jesus. Instead, we have a far more cosmic vision of Jesus Christ, the Word of God. The Word of God was in the world, and the world came into being through that Word. The cosmic creative power became flesh and lived among us. And all who receive the Word of God, that is Jesus Christ, are given the power to become children of God, beloved by the God that is eternal light and love. I am continually awestruck that we have a God who gave up eternity for a lifetime to show us how to make the most of our humanity. The eternal Word of God became a vulnerable human being for us so that we could see God. In Jesus, we not only glimpse God, we also see humanity as it could be, inclusive, compassionate, merciful, forgiving, and loving. The gift of Jesus we received, and that we celebrate particularly at Christmas, is not limited to Christmas itself. It is there for all people, all the time, and it's up to us to accept and receive that gift that is grace upon grace. Knowing you are loved by a loving God does not magically fix everything. Being a Christian will not automatically protect you from the dangers of this world. It doesn't give us immunity from all the challenges life brings. What faith can do is inspire us to stand together as we face these dangers. It will hopefully inspire us to pray for and offer meaningful support to those who have lost so much. It will also hopefully inspire and sustain us as communities rebuild and as we collectively learn from the experience and prepare for the future. During this time of disaster, people may ask themselves, how could God let this happen? Part of my response, and I never attempt to offer a full answer to that question, but part of my response is to acknowledge that we as human beings have our role to play too. It's not about laying blame, it's about acknowledging honestly that the lifestyle we enjoy has an impact on the natural world. Our use of resources affects the world in ways that scientists have been studying and warning us about accurately for years, if not decades. It is no one thing, but a whole combination of actions and reactions that impact a complex natural system of interacting factors across the globe. During the week, I found myself watching a short documentary about the millennium bug. Does anyone remember the fuss from just over 20 years ago? The world was going to end. Everything with a computer in it was going to explode, go bust, and we were going to end life as we knew it. Of course, that didn't happen. The reason nothing happened was because, as those interviewed for the documentary pointed out, there was a concerted international effort to address an identified problem that could have global consequences. One of the people interviewed, the one who was responsible for Telstra's response to Y2K, she made this observation. If we could address something like climate change with the same sort of focus and resources that we applied to Y2K, I think we'd be in a very different place today. I found it interesting that the Minister for Y2K in the Liberal government also became the Minister for Climate Change in the Howard government. Poor man. Of course, there are people that think the whole of Y2K was a hoax, but it was a no-win situation for those tasked with fixing the problem. By doing their job, nothing happened. And that leaves the way open for scepticism that there was never a problem in the first place. Growing scepticism and distrust of expert advice is why we will get people who want to separate recent events from any discussion of a response to climate change. But if, as Christians, we are going to take to heart the call to care for our fellow human beings as God cares for them, then we must acknowledge our part and role in our interactions with the environment, and then do what we can to support and help those who have suffered, because bushfires are more intense and the bushfire season is getting longer. We should think about and do what we can for the Pacific Island nations that are inundated with salt water as the sea levels rise, and to do what we can to help and support those who will be impacted by more severe weather patterns. Yes, Christians believe in a God that created the universe and gave us creative power. We were also given the freedom to choose how to use that power. Climate change skeptics are not going to be convinced by any other way by what I say. I'm not even a climate scientist. But I do hope they can at least agree that people need help when disaster strikes. God chose to stand with us in a dangerous world, with the same vulnerability that we have. That is the outcome of true love and care, being prepared to stand with those in need. We can pray that we will have the same courage to show that radical love and care for other people, even if we don't know them. All people can be children of God, worthy of respect and compassion. And that is what Jesus came into the world to show us and teach us. The Word became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and truth. Authentic compassion and true empathy for others is what it means to be fully human. And that is something that we can all do together in difficult times. The Lord be with you.